Blog Talk Radio.
This is Everything Home, the transformational show about life, laughter, and the pursuit of happiness delivered by good people doing good business and good things. Let's take the word freedom. Wouldn't it be great to have more professional freedom, personal freedom, and how about financial freedom? Every week, Michelle Swinnick, the queen of quality content, interviews experts, entrepreneurs, professionals, and purpose-driven people to share their stories, their passions, and provide real-life, tangible takeaways. Get ready to be entertained, yet learn some incredible information. This is Everything Home, and this is Michelle Swinnick.
It's noon in Mara Corruption County, Arizona, and time for the Everything Home Talk Radio Show. Our moody Monday live studio audience is ready for week two of March Madness, maskless month of makeovers, motivation, and marketing. They're dressed in their best athleisure wear, shiny new sneakers, and before the show, I spotted them burning their masks in the parking lot. No inhaling your own dirty CO2 around here, I say. Today's topics on episode 175, empowerment, grow your business, community support, iconic women, and your potential. Delivered by our partners of the Everything Home Socially Conscious Referral Network and Marketplace. They're good people doing good business and good things. Jacob Lethbridge, Mindset, Health, and Fitness. Don Long, Radical Transformation for Entrepreneurs. Jason Bressler, Supporting Your Community. Don Bostic, Focus, Finish, and Flourish. Batting last, the great Virginia Prodan, How to Live a Life of Significance. Visit everythinghomeresourceplatform.com for more information on today's guests, their websites, and everything you need to grow your business, enhance the quality of your life, and make a difference. One location for all the information, the ultimate resource platform, bookmark it, make it your new homepage, start your day with everythinghomeresourceplatform.com. So much has happened since Friday, but here's a few. I could go on all day on breaking news, but just a few. Number one, today is day 8 of March Madness, maskless month, 31 days of makeovers, motivation, marketing, and more. Our No More Excuses tour has entered its most important and my favorite week, health, wellness, and fitness. For those of you who've been listening, you'll understand this. See, even I can change my attitude. Up until today, the mention of those three words would result in a grunt, ugh, a moan, or perhaps a very blunt boo. But with the help and support of our all-star pretty partners, well, you know, these exercise people, they're all good-looking and got great bodies. I have put down the wine glass, put on the sneakers, polished up the yoga mat, just wiped it off the dust. Pulled out the Suzanne Summer Thigh Master and prepared a salad for lunch. And even on Saturday and Sunday, I did my Christy Gnome arm exercises by skimming my pool. Make sure you tune in on Tuesday and Thursday at 12 p.m. Mountain Time this week for our special all-star episodes to listen and learn from Wendy Michelle, Mark Zimmerman, Fitz Kohler, and Emma Burton as they shred my lifestyle, answer my kindergarten-level questions, and put me on the path to a healthy routine. And if my lazy lack of exercise ass can do this, everyone listening can do it too. So please join us and get started on your great awakening journey filled with makeovers, motivation, marketing, and much more by checking out our Take Action tab at everythinghomeresourceplatform.com. That's the Take Action tab, Everything or Resource Home. I'm making a mess out of that. everythinghomeresourceplatform.com. There's a video at the top of the page. That's episode 171, and I give an overview of the March Maskless Madness. There's 5 weeks, 5 different themes, and our Take Action items gives you all the information that you need and action items on what to do and where to go. So be sure to listen there or on your favorite podcast episode. Number two, the Take Action tab. I blew it out this weekend. I spent way too much time on it, and I cleaned it all up, and I made it easier than ever so you can take action in only a few minutes a day. You can learn the messages that matter from the people that you need to know about while you make a difference in your lives, the lives of others, and in your community. You just have to click on the graphics and pull down the tabs. Basically, you go to everythinghomeresourceplatform.com, click the Take Action tab. There's drop-downs. There's a specific section for Arizona. And then once you get to the page that you want, there's graphics and just click. Just do that to make it all happen. It is loaded, loaded, loaded with information. Episode 171 is at the top of most of the pages, and it'll give you all the instructions and an overview of what the pages are, but you can just search around on it. It's loaded. When I say loaded, I did way too much work, way too much playing around. Anyway, number three, America Corruption County strikes again, and there was a dumpster full of shredded completed ballots found outside the facility that's storing the 2.1 million ballots that are soon to be undergoing their long-awaited forensic audit to expose the massive 2020 election fraud. And then there was a huge mysterious fire at two barns located at the farm of Mayor Corruption County's Board of Supervisors, Clint Hickman, as in Hickman's Family Farms, Hickman's Eggs. You can't write this stuff, people. I mean, it's literally, it's worse than a bad movie. And you wonder, where is Governor Doug Ducey? Where is he? Shouldn't he be protecting these ballots and our election integrity, or perhaps launching some investigations? Oh, that's right. He's trying to pretend he's a great governor like Cristina Miranda sentence by saying, or I should say DeSantis, by saying we never had a state mask mandate. But actually what he did is he just passed the buck to the mayors. And they all said, well, of course we want our citizens to breathe their own dirty air and catch bacterial pneumonia and live under tyranny and be slaves to the elected elites. Attention, mayors of Arizona. I implore you, free the people. Rip off your dirty mask. Lift the unconstitutional mandates. Go back to normal. Reopen America. Reopen Arizona. Today's topics, empowerment, grow your business, community support, iconic women, and your potential. It's March 8th and time for you to really take action to grow your business, enhance the quality of your life, and make a difference, especially in your community. Even though I played this song before, with this being Health, Wellness, and Fitness Week, my absolute favorite topics ever on the planet Earth. You can't even believe it's funny for you to say it. My favorite week. I figured it. We really do need all the encouragement possible. You are a champion and you were born to win. Here's a little carry to get your day going, get your week going. Health, wellness, and fitness. Oh, let's do it.
The last one standing, two hands in the air. I'm a champion. You'll be looking up at me when it's over. I live for the battle. I'm a soldier. Yeah, I'm a fighter like Rocky. Put your flag on your back like Ali.
Partners of the Everything Home Socially Conscious Referral Network. Today's topic's on episode 175, empowerment, grow your business, community support, iconic women, and your potential. First up, Mr. Jacob Lethbridge. He is a mind and body coach on a mission to help empower people to live their best life through their mindset, health, and fitness. Perfect timing for this week. Round of applause, everybody. Show them your pretty white sneakers. Jacob, how is Canada today? How are you?
I am doing great. Thank you so much for having me on the show, Michelle. Canada is starting to warm up, and it's turned out to be a pretty nice day.
Well, good. When, where are you in Canada? I just saw Canada. I didn't do a deep dive on the locations.
I'm in Ontario, Canada.
Oh, Ontario. I've been there since I was a kid. Ontario. All right, let's talk a little bit, since you're a new partner to the platform. Your timing actually is perfect. We're doing the March Maskless Madness, and this just happens to be health, wellness, and fitness, which you listen to the beginning. I'm very excited about this week because it's my favorite. I guess you could say the joke is it's really not.
I could tell. I could tell.
It's my least favorite. So I'm being transformed, and I'm being we're repositioning my thought process on that, which because most people do.
Perfect.
They have issues with it because it's work. It's of all the things that you really do in your life, it's the hardest thing to get started. But once you get into the groove and you see the results, obviously the upside is tremendous. So tell us a little bit about you, and then let's dive into some specifics on mind and body and what we need to do to get on track here.
Right. So I'm a mindset, health, and fitness coach. And the reason I put mindset in the front is because mindset is, in my opinion, the most important foundation for everything else that kind of follows it. So my whole mission is to help empower people, change their lives, change their mindset, and change their body so that together we can all live a healthier life and change our world for the better.
Now, how do you want us to go about the first steps of doing that if we're set in our ways? We want to make change, but, you know, change is hard for people and you got to get into a routine. So what's the first thing that we should do?
Great question. So the first thing you should do is take a look at your actual thought patterns that you associate with exercise. So a lot of people, they look at exercise as something that's hard to do, and instead of looking at the outcome that they're going to get. So a big thing, because I used to be someone who absolutely hated to do exercise, I would just look at my weights and they would be sitting there saying, lift me. And I would say, no, my couch is a lot more comfortable. So
it sure is. That is 100% truth. Okay. So anybody that says I'd rather do one there. Okay. Come on, guys. Let's be real. Go ahead. I couldn't help myself.
So
if
everything was easy, everyone would do it. Right. But the thing is, the people who get those shredded bodies, the people who want to lose weight, or even those people who want to get healthier, it's all about reframing the process. So if you look at something and you think it's going to be hard, chances are your brain is going to think it's hard and keep you away from it, because your brain likes to keep you comfortable and keep you where you are. So if you were to say, today I get the opportunity to exercise, to transform my body, to transform my life, that's a lot more empowering than sitting there saying, man, this is going to be hard. I'm going to feel sore tomorrow. I really don't want to do this. Or on the opposite side, if you say, well, you know, maybe in 3 months, I'm going to lose 30 pounds, or maybe in 3 months, I'll be a lot skinnier. I'll be at my goal weight. How would that feel? That's the key in making that change, from getting you off your couch and getting you lifting those weights, or even getting out going for a walk.
And like you said, even going out and going for a walk, because it doesn't have to be you're going to the gym or you're doing like a full body workout. Most of the people who are going to be getting back in the swing of things or even taking it up a level haven't done this in a long time. Maybe they did when they were young. Like I actually was an athlete when I was young. Okay. I retired that jersey when I became a working adult and, you know, did the gym thing, had the keychain, never used it, then realized I'm going to stop doing that. Next thing you know, 10 years goes by and you're like, whoa, well, there's spots and your body changes as you get older, obviously. And you got to do a little bit more, but you got to do something. So let's just say you've kind of changed your mindset. You're in that mode now, like me. I'm in the mode, okay? But you've got to make the time. Like I tell everybody, write everything down. Really come up with a realistic schedule, because you're going to have to write it down. I mean, like, you know, at this time, I'm going to do this. So what is the path of least resistance to actually have some sort of movement? Like what would you say is the easiest thing for somebody to go do, and for how long should they do it? Being realistic that this is, you know, embarking on.
So really great question.
Yeah. What do you want us to do?
Really great question. I feel that people, when they think about exercise, when they think about working out, they feel like they have to go to the gym for like an hour, or they feel like they have to like really grind hard for like 2 hours and like, yeah, I really sweat a lot today. But what you really need to do is just focus on making small changes to your daily routine as it is now. So that could even just be like going out for a 15-minute walk, maybe doing that twice a day, you know, and then as you progress and you start to get more excited about what's happening, you know, maybe incorporate a 10-minute workout routine. You know, like in my Facebook group, the Inspire Fitness community, right now I'm running a 30-day challenge that allows you to do 10-minute workouts with me every single morning. I post them at around 6:30 a.m. Eastern time every morning. So you can come and do a 10-minute, no weights workout with me. It's just simple. It's for people who are looking to get off their butts and just get a little bit of movement incorporated into their daily life. So that, I think, is the first step for people.
And that's perfect. 10 minutes, 11 minutes, like 10, 15 minutes is baby steps. That gets you in the routine, the mindset. You'll actually feel a little bit different, and you can realistically put it in your schedule. So give that Facebook group information one more time for everybody.
Yep. So it's Inspire Fitness Community on Facebook. It's a private group. And every morning we go live, and every weekend we focus on mindset. So whether it's having a guest interviewer on or a podcast or something that will help you get your mind right, so the week ahead will be amazing for you.
And then what time is it posted on? Well, I could say most people, you know, like 6 a.m, I'm sure you've got it on there.
I usually post it around 6:30 a.m. Eastern time.
Oh, okay. And anybody who's saying, you know what, I've been up for 2 hours, Jacob, and I'm waiting for your post. So they've got other issues to worry about, to be honest, if they've got 2 hours of free time waiting for the exercise post. Yeah, there's a laundry list of other things.
If you've got 2 hours of free time waiting, you have 2 hours to go for a walk.
You've got 2 hours to do a lot of other stuff too. So yeah, 6 a.m. Eastern time is much, much more than enough time. And then do you want to give your website or any other contact information, Jacob, or plug anything you got coming up?
You can reach me. Yeah, you can reach me on any social media at Jacob Lethbridge. So just my name, Jacob Lethbridge, Lethbridge. And you can find my website at jacoblethbridge.com.
All righty. Well, thank you for coming on, Jacob. I appreciate it. I love having these expertise partners that deal with health, wellness, and fitness. So, you know, it's funny. It was about a month ago, I had my first one come on. Meanwhile, I've done this show for 4 years and never had like an exercise person on the show or a wellness person. And then I said, I really need to start focusing on that. And all of a sudden I've been bombarded with you healthy people. So I guess I have to say thank you for showing up when the time was appropriate. So welcome to the platform.
My pleasure.
Welcome to the platform. And all your information obviously is going to be on our website in the episode too. So thank you very much, Jacob. And
I will
definitely check out the exercise routine. I'm like Jane Fonda now, the queen of exercise. Oh my goodness. All right. Thanks, my friend, for coming on. I appreciate your input.
Thank you so much. Have a blessed day.
You too. All right, these exercise people, they're coming at me left and right. That means that my job is to get in shape and suffer the pain of getting all the information. And I'm using myself as an example to inspire all of you to join me. You can do this. If I can do this, you can do this. And literally, I am wearing sneakers right now. I look like I'm going to go do some activity, but I am. I'm going to do this afternoon. All right, so I'm going to try to keep it at an hour today, and I want to be on point so that you guys can get in and get out in an hour and get the information that you need. So I'm just going to start rolling stuff out in the minutes in between the segments. But first, before we bring on our next guest, I did want to let you know that this Wednesday, this is a pretty big deal, this Wednesday, the 10th, there is going to be out in Queen Creek, Arizona, Mike Lindell and We the People AZ Alliance, which is our friend, Chairman Shelby Bush. She's one of our all-star partners who's on here every week to tell you what's going on with the recall in Arizona. They're doing an election integrity, faith, and freedom event, and that is at the Queen Creek Botanical Gardens. And that's from 6 to 9 this Wednesday. Mike Lindell, Matt Couch, Mindy Robinson, Pastor Brian Gibson, Congressman Paul Gozer, and many more passionate patriots. So if you can go, I'm going. There's a bunch of partners on our platform that are going. It's going to be a great event. And you can get all the information on our website, everythinghomeresourceplatform.com. Click the Take Action tab. And if you look, there'll be AZ Events. There's a special page for AZ Events. It's also throughout the website, but you always go to the Take Action tab. It'll take you there. And of course, under the Arizona section, it's on both sides, but it's AZ Events. And that'll get you to the website for We the People AZ Alliance. That is this Wednesday. It's going to be cool. All right, let's bring on our next guest. I'm 2 minutes behind schedule. Not bad for me. My next guest is Don Long. He's a best-selling author, speaker, and peak performance consultant providing a radical transformation for entrepreneurs in 60 days or less. His timing is perfect for this month since we've got two weeks of focusing on his specific niche. Audience, give him a round of applause. We got to get these businesses back on track. Don, our audience loves entrepreneurs. They love radical transformation. How are you today?
I'm doing well. I hope you are, Michelle.
I am. It's show day. Show days were only Monday, Wednesday, Friday, but with this March maskless madness, I added on Tuesdays and Thursdays, so there's never an off moment. There's never a dull moment and never an off moment. But I figured, you know what? People need the information. We are ready for that radical transformation. And with your assistance, you're going to lead the charge today. So since you're a new partner, tell us a little bit about yourself, and then let's get down and dirty and get some specifics to the peeps.
Okay. The last 35 years, I've basically co-founded about six different businesses. The last two that I started were multi-million-dollar companies with over $100 million in revenue. In the end of 2018, I sold the last company that I ran to give more time to entrepreneurs and business coaching and really bringing identity, wealth creation, and change the world for good is kind of my three prongs in that. And I wrote three books. My last one is called God's Blueprint for Nations. About 4 years ago, I had an encounter where I started reading the Founding Fathers' thoughts, and so I ended up getting this download from the Lord that showed me there's a blueprint for nations that you can actually build nations by. And so that's what inspired me to write the book. And I spent a lot of time helping people create wealth so that we can create influence and favor to change our country and our community. So that's kind of my niche.
It's like music to my ears. Like all I heard was, ha, ha. I mean, you're ideal for our platform. I mean, it's patriotism. It's entrepreneurship. It's about God. It's about country. It's about purpose-driven businesses, creating change for good. You might be like, I don't know, you're in category for a new best friend, Don. Welcome aboard.
Absolutely. I've listened to your show, and I heard that you're doing some stuff with Mike Lindell, one of my business partners is Lance Wall. Now, I'm not sure if you know who Lance is or not, but anyways, they're kind of connected. And so part of this for me happened a few years ago, and I had this encounter with the Founding Fathers quotes and also an encounter with the Lord that kind of got me down this road. And then I ended up selling my last business at the end of 2018 to really, you know, one thing that I realized is to have revival and reformation, you only need three things. You need people, money, and the Holy Spirit. That's all you need. And so I'm looking for the people, and I'm hopefully helping them create wealth so that we can have influence, because no poor people have influence. And then you have to have the Holy Spirit to actually be the juice that comes in and brings the visitation to people, converts and directs and leads a nation. And that's what we have to have back at the helm of our nation, one nation under God, which I know that's your people. So.
Amen to that, my friend. Amen. I'm going to use some of them. Well, as I tell the partners, I warn them, I said, I'm going to steal some of the quotes that you gave. And if there's room in where I'm posting it, I will put your name. But other than that, there's no room. I can only put so many letters in a space. But the more that we spread the messages, the better I think we'll all be. Real quick, though. Two things. One, congratulations on selling a business. There's nothing in the world like doing that when it's being sold, when you want it to be sold for a good reason, of course. Not like, oh, we got to get rid of this thing before somebody flips the hood. You know what I mean? You know, there's nothing more rewarding than to actually get to that point where you could sell it and say, look what we've accomplished. And then number two, you were talking about the reading of the Founding Fathers quotes. Have you, and I was just introduced to this on Saturday from Mitzi Purdue. Have you ever read or do you know about the Patriots Bible or the American Patriots Bible, something along those lines?
I have read some of that.
Okay.
Some of those writings. I've kind of went different ways with it. The quote that kind of got me on my journey was Edmund Burke's quote that he that does nothing because he can only do little has made no greater mistake. And what I realized is that, look, anybody can do something. And you see your country falling apart. You see the values that we've stood for, that our nation has been blessed by God. And, you know, you have to do something. So that's actually kind of what led me on the journey to sell the business and also create products to help people create wealth, mainly patriots, Christians, believers, Americans, and hopefully gain influence. We're doing that in North Carolina. I live in North Carolina. We have a group called Liberty Resolve where we're trying to get all 100 counties where we've got people in there really working on this process with a small group of people right now. But, you know, it's like there's so many good quotes. You could spend hours talking about the founding fathers and how smart they were and how brilliant they were. And, you know, most of them are maligned now as being something they weren't. So that's kind of my push in the people that I work with. I typically don't work with people unless they have a God value first before we start talking business.
Yeah, you don't work with the evildoers. Yeah. You don't need none of those shenanigans. Yeah, we'll just focus on the people that want to do something good for the country and good for the world. You know, those passionate, patriotic people. As I say on here, it's not left or right. Those days are over. Those parties died. You know, it's right. The demon rats, Democrats, the elected elite authorities versus you and me and the other good people that are in this country that just want to do well, and they have no use for, unfortunately, the people that are in charge making the decisions that are destroying our country every time you turn around. So I'm happy that you're out there at least trying to gather the people together and help them with their businesses, and feel free to invite any of them to your clients and stuff. And I always tell the partners this, you know, if you've got like-minded people and if you've got clients or contacts and friends that would be a fit to come on that share our ideas and values here, please invite them to come on the show as one of our partners too. I mean, the whole purpose of this platform is to get the like-minded people together, to get the information that's trustworthy, then everybody's on the same page, you know, build that community where you know that you can find somebody who's somebody you want to be friends with, because you want to work with people that you respect and you look up to. And again, you know, working with somebody who's created businesses, sold businesses, there's nothing like that. You know what I mean? They always say you want to surround yourself with who you are or who you become. You're an average of the five people that you spend the most time with. So if you're going to be looking at who to get business advice from, make sure you're somebody who has a long line of experience. So any other contact information you want to give, Don, a website or something you want to promote?
Yeah, you can just, it's easy to contact me, donwlong.com, all lowercase, just donwlong.com. That's my website. It has my books and information on there and different things. It's the easiest place to just contact me if you want to send me an email. There's a way to do that on there as well.
And then in your book, it has a lot of the Founding Fathers quotes and content along those lines, right? I just wanted to make sure that
mostly I quote Edmund Burke in the book itself, and it's probably a dozen or more quotes from him. And I go through the process. I actually go through the process of laying this out of how we ended up here and how we can change the course, reverse the curse, is one of the chapters. And it talked about how to create kingdom ecosystem in America again, because it once thrived here. And the system already thrives now. It's just thriving in reverse against us. So it really
Reverse is a kind word.
Yeah.
I haven't figured out what adjective I would use yet. But I'm working on it, because it's unlike anything we've ever seen. It's almost like a vortex to hell. But the if you're not familiar with Rick Manning or Star Parker, I did an interview with them together and separately that I know that with your mindset and what you're working on, you're going to love it. So 127 is Rick Manning. I want you to listen to that. He's the president of the Americans for Limited Government. Amazing guy. Amazing. Based on his values. When you see his resume, the first thing he writes is Christian. And then there's another episode 129 with him and Star Parker. It is extremely powerful, along the same lines of what you're just talking about. But I think you'll really enjoy those 127, 129, like home run episodes.
Absolutely. Looking forward to it and staying connected with you and your audience. And I've got some of my partners I can probably send your way as well. So
Yeah, please do. Please do. And then I'll reach out to you because I have a couple other things or people I want to make some introductions to, like you said, since everybody's on the same page. And then make sure you jump on for the April booking. So I'm going to start working on getting everybody to do their April spot and look forward to your mindset. Don, welcome aboard. Right. Like I said, new best friend category. I put a BFF right next to Don on my notes here. BFF.
I love it.
All right,
just
Don.
Let me know what it takes. I'm in. Live free or die. That's what we've got to do.
You got it, my friend. God bless the USA. Thanks, Don, for coming on. I appreciate it.
Absolutely. Thank you.
Oh, Ma. I love guys like that. All right, 12:30. Oh, 3 minutes behind. See, I got sucked into the vortex of patriotism and love of country with Don Long. So Jason has been holding on here. So we are going to bring it back over to Jason Bressler. He's the founder of the nonprofit Phoenix Metro Chamber Foundation. This man is the king of networking, the king of community here in AmeriCorruption County, Arizona. Audience, give Jason Bressler, our buddy over at Phoenix Metro Chamber Foundation, a big round of applause. How are you, my friend?
I am good, thank you. How are you?
I am good. I have a special guest in the audience for you today. I carve out the exception of no fur in the studio, only on days that you want to come talk about the pet adoption. So if I start sneezing during the episode, I will blame you and your furry little friend. Yeah. So what do we got going
I'll
on?
Keep that in mind.
Yeah. So that's just my once a month actually you're coming on twice this month. So I better go get to, what is it, Benadryl people take for their allergies? Yeah. You've got some exciting events coming up. And tis the season. We've got spring. Everything's back on track. And we are focusing on helping the community. So what do we got? And what do you want to promote? And who do you want to say is awesome?
Well, you're awesome, first of all. Thank you for having us on the show.
That wasn't a setup. So that wasn't a setup, everybody. That wasn't forced. I was just thinking awesome as in the nonprofits that you were working with, but I appreciate the compliment. Thank you.
Oh, you're quite welcome. We have a lot of shout outs to give today. First of all, our foundation team, who's been working really, really hard on a lot of different events that we are planning for the upcoming year, including our spring pet adoption event. This is going to be our sixth pet adoption event with the wonderful folks at Foreign Decor in Glendale, Arizona. And it's going to be on Saturday, March 27th. We also want to thank our sponsors, Eccentrics Business Advisors, Wolf Creative, and the Phoenix Metro Chamber of Commerce. Without them, this wouldn't be possible. So we already have over 50 vendors signed up for this event. It's going to be awesome. And our hope is that we adopt, like we do all of our pet adoption events, at least 50 animals to forever homes. And this is a great opportunity for those of you out there who have businesses or would like to promote something to come out to be a part of an amazing community event that is growing every single time we implement this event. And it's just so much fun to see the folks adopt the pets and go home with a forever pet that creates a lot of memories for the families, the children, the veterans, and we're just honored to put this on every year. Again, thanks to the folks at Foreign Decor and our sponsors and partners like yourselves. So we are going to be collecting pet toys, pet supplies, and pet food, which will be distributed to various charities, including Dogs, Tails, and Wags, which is a local charity run by Robert Kieser and Wendy Kersner, that we've worked with for a little while now, and we're so honored and blessed to work with them, and other organizations in the winter that we work with, including Halo Animal Rescue, which is very popular here, and they always do a great job. So, we're looking right now for additional vendors. Anyone who wants to donate items for 300 prize bags that'll be given out to attendees, sponsors, vendors, volunteers, as well as silent auction items, raffle items as well. So, you know, and it's, once again, one of our signature events, and we help a lot of the local animal welfare, animal rescue organizations here in the Valley through this event.
So between the this event and a couple of months ago when we were, you know, planning it and starting to talk to the different mm-hmm. animal shelters, are they getting mm-hmm. now a lot more? When pets being dropped off or animals being dropped off, or is mm-hmm. it kind of where it usually is? Because, you know, my biggest thing about all this is I'm always trying to figure out a solution to stop the problem. Like, what's mm-hmm. wrong with human beings that they actually are, you know, leaving animals on the side of the road that was their pet? You know what I mean? Like, and then you've got ones that are being, you know, maybe they're responsible where they didn't do something, and then the animal has puppies, and then they just drop them off somewhere, or they abuse mm-hmm. them. You know, it's you just look at society and go, where did we go wrong? But that is what has come to, that we have so many unwanted animals. I mean, I guess I get there's a, say somebody had a medical condition, right? Or there was something that they did physically, they were older, they couldn't take care of it. But the other side, which is usually a majority of the reason why people are dropping pets off at these shelters or on the side of the road, that's just, I mean, where's mm-hmm. the personal responsibility? Where's that? So is there any feedback that you can give the audience as to maybe the change of why people are mm-hmm. dropping off the animals or where they're coming from? So maybe people can encourage their friends to stop being losers when it comes mm-hmm. to the bad reasons why you're doing things to animals. You know what I mean? It's like somebody's got to stop that portion of it, because there's only so many people that can adopt the animals.
Mm-hmm. Well, first, what's going on is a pandemic, which unfortunately is affecting the health of the owners of the pets. So as the pandemic hits, you're seeing folks that may want to conserve their money because of increased expenses and bills. You're seeing folks that don't have the ability due to their health to effectively take care of the animals. At the same time, now that the pandemic has kept people at home, you're seeing a higher demand for adopting pets. And also there are folks who want to adopt specific pets that are not available because of the rise in adoptions. So it's easier now for some of the workforce to adopt a pet because they can be at home. Many offices are now virtual, and the pets give a sense of companionship and responsibility to even kids that can't go to school due to the pandemic. But I do think, you know, I think I was reading a statistic. There are approximately 6.5 million animals that are in shelters nationwide every year. And I think I read another unfortunate statistic, which is approximately, I want to say it was 1.5 million animals are euthanized because they are not getting the forever homes that they need. And that's in the entire country, by the way, that's not Arizona. So that's why these events are so important. And even in the challenging pandemic, we at the Phoenix Metro Chamber Foundation are going to do everything we can to make sure that animals are adopted, to make sure that businesses are promoted, to make sure that the local businesses, the local animal rescue organizations, the local animal welfare organizations have us as a resource. It's so important, because I'd like to see those numbers go down. You know, it's proven that pet ownership is something that is actually helps. It helps a person. It helps a family. It's something that just it's so important. I mean, it's you can't say enough about the rewards from having a pet, and you know, and so. It's our job at the foundation to make the community aware of especially these smaller organizations that are taking so much time, talent, resources to take care of these animals so they are not euthanized and so they are adopted. And, you know, and I'm hopeful that the trend of, you know, whether it's pandemic related or not, that these pets continue to be adopted. And another thing is there are you know, I've seen reports that, you know, animals are being trained as more emotional support animals during the pandemic. And that's another thing. If people are thinking about, you know, another way that an animal is can be beneficial, it's to, you know, help be a service dog or an animal that's going to provide support during a very difficult, for instance, pandemic. So I know I've talked to a couple other agencies too, that they have a waiting list of people to foster pets, but fostering is another thing you can do. You can keep an animal at your home instead of at a shelter until it finds a permanent place to live. So, and that's not hard to, you know, accomplish. You just go to a local animal rescue organization and say, hey, I may not be able to own a pet maybe necessarily, but I can help by adopting a pet, or maybe come into the shelter once a month, or, you know, to help take care of these animals that are just, you know, in these shelters. And it's you know, you don't want them euthanized. Go ahead.
Yeah. The goal is not to have them no longer here. We just want to get them into the right homes. And sometimes it takes a little more than just one or two steps. But Jason, you're doing amazing work with the organization. I love the promotion that you guys are, that you and the rest of your team are always doing to get the word out, to really help these smaller organizations over there at the Phoenix Metro Chamber Foundation. And this event is the 27th of March, correct, over at Floor & Decor in Glendale. Give your contact information, and then I got to bump to the next guest.
I can be reached at 602-561-2348. You can visit our website, which is pmc.foundation, and my email address is jason@pmc.foundation. We welcome everyone in the community to be involved with our organization. We are open to collaboration, open to new projects, open to new events, and we welcome, again, everyone to be involved, these amazing, incredible organizations do the wonderful work that they do every day.
And Jason, you'll be back later this month to talk about the event one more time. And somebody wants to say goodbye. So I will send you an invoice for my Benadryl at the end of the month for this segment. So thank you so much, Jason, for everything you do. And we'll talk to you probably, I think it's next week or the week after. Anyway, it'll be before the event. So thank you, Jason. Make sure you take
a little bit
of a break. I know you work too much. A little break, 5 minutes. Get a massage. Just go. All right. Bye. Thanks, my friend. Thanks.
Okay,
you're the best.
Thank you.
All right, everybody. We've got the dog in the studio today. We're talking health, wealth, and fitness because it's March Maskless Madness. That's the theme for this week. But that has nothing to do with our awesome partners that are today, Wednesdays and Fridays, on a regular segment. I'm just throwing in everything, right? It's like one big pot of chicken soup and fun where we're just coming at you so hard for the month of March. We got 31 days of motivation and makeovers and marketing, all the things that you need to enhance the quality of your life, grow your business, make a difference, and more. This is the time that we get everything back in order in our personal lives, in our business lives, in our relationships, in our community, and all that. So in order to bring all of this together, what did I do? I created the Take Action tab at everythinghomeresourceplatform.com. And as I said, this weekend, I cleaned it up. I spent way too much time. It's because I don't have a life. I don't do anything else but to work on this platform and this show. And once you actually go to the website and start playing around on it, you will see it. So you can go to the Partners and Patriots tab. You've got tons of information there, but I really just tried to focus and stick everything on the Take Action, because I figured if I could tell everybody, well, why don't you just go take action? We'll just put all of the different pages of the website that you're going to need to know in order to do that and take the action. They're all listed there. So go check that stuff out. And I did even a explanation segment, which is episode 171. And I listed it on the top of the couple pages. And we have a whole Arizona specific section. And I'm talking anything from filling out a petition to writing an email to an automatic email, or picking up the phone and telling your elected elite officials they suck. And that's, I have all the contact information for every elected official in the whole country on the politician information, contact information page. Fully loaded site. Fully loaded. And real quick, for anybody that's here in Arizona, in Maricopa County, we're having Mike Lindell and We the People AZ Alliance, Ms. Shelby Bush, she's one of our all-star partners who comes on the show weekly. They're doing an election integrity, faith, and freedom event, which is this Wednesday at Queen Creek Botanical Gardens from 6 to 9. Mike Lindell, Matt Couch, Mindy Robinson, Pastor Brian Gibson, Congressman Paul Gozer, and many more patriotic, passionate people. So go to the Take Action tab, AZ Events, and it'll get you over to We the People's page. And the event is free. It's free, 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 free. All right, we are at 12:45. What am I doing on time? Oops. We are behind schedule. We don't want to do that. We want to keep this show tight and on schedule, everybody. So let's bring up our next guest. It's Ms. Dawn Bostic. She's an inspirational speaker, author, and host of the Iconic Women podcast. I love her photo that she sent for her headshot. Audience, give this woman a round of applause, please. Oh, great photo, my friend. Great photo.
Thank you so much, Michelle. I'm so happy to be here with you. And I just have to tell you, I love your sense of humor.
Thank you. It's a little warped sometimes, but this is the censored version. This is the censor. There's other, you know, depending on if the microphone's on or off, there's a couple different, you know, spicy things that get thrown in there. But thank you very much. Thank you very much. Thank you.
You're welcome. So, what's life without spice, right?
Well, exactly. I found, you know, it makes it more fun. There's just, you know, there's so much coming at you every day. There's so much things going on, especially now, that you've got to throw in humor no matter what. And that's what I try to do in every show. I mean, we might be talking about something serious. I mean, we've covered some really big topics where I started crying, or the guest started crying, or it's pretty heavy, or we're talking serious stuff about business and something personal or issues in the community. I mean, you know, we're talking about death, and you know that at some point, right, you've got to throw in a little bit of humor in between, or you know, you want to lighten up the segment, or you want to bring it back around. I mean, we're not making, you know, not making fun. We're just, you know, putting a little fun in the serious issues and topics and stuff that we need to, that we all go through. You know, it's just part of life. Part of life. That's
Absolutely. Completely.
Were you cutting in on me, Dawn? You there? Did I lose you?
Here. Can you hear me?
Yeah. Sometimes it cuts. Yeah, it just depends. If we're on the cell phone and you move, and then you breathe, and oh, we lost the there she is. So since you're a new partner, tell us a little bit about yourself and a little bit about your podcast, and then let's give the audience something down and dirty that they could start doing once they finish listening to the episode.
Absolutely. So everyone knows my name's Dawn Bostic, and I'm an author, and I'm also the host of Iconic Women. And that's a promotional podcast for women who are artists, entrepreneurs, writers, authors, life coaches, whatever it is that you are passionate about, and who focus on the three F's of focusing, finishing, and flourishing. And that's pretty much it. I just, you know, I had this desire to see something positive for women where they could hear other women who have gone through some life struggles and finished and flourished, and how they did that.
So was there a reason why you picked the three F's? You know, and I saw the F, it's like when you say the F word, there's so many F's. It just seems to always, F has found a permanent place in our hearts, because no matter what, it's like it keeps popping up. At least I've seen that over the past few months. Everything becomes something that's important or something you can relate to. It starts with an F. So you could say, oh, well, it's just the F word. You have no idea what's going to come out of that person's mouth next, but it's never the real F word. It's always something else. But it's was there a reason why that you got focus, finish, and flourish? I mean, there's usually a story behind something like that.
Absolutely. What happened with me was, I guess about 2 years ago, I wanted to take a journey and just refocus my life. And, you know, as I was just reflecting and spending some quiet time, those three words came to mind, that in order to really live the life that I desire to live, that first I needed to refocus. I needed to focus in on those things that mattered, because too often we get distracted with life's challenges. And so I just wanted to focus on what mattered in my life. And that meant, you know, the positive, my daughter, you know, what I truly desired out of my life. And then one of the struggles that I had was I would start things and not finish them. I'd be really gung-ho and excited at first.
That's everybody. That's everybody on the planet except for these crazy fitness people who are the only people, I think, on the planet who follow through with anything, it seems like.
Right, exactly. So that was my, you know, my reasoning. I was like, I'm going to finish something. I'm going to focus and finish something this year. And so two things happened. I completed the book Maggie the Milkshake Baby, and I went on a missions trip for 2 weeks to Africa. So I finished those two. Yeah, it was amazing, amazing trip. And then the third thing was to flourish. And flourishing to me was to impact and influence not only my own life, but the lives of others in a positive way. So there you have it. That's how the three F's came to be.
I love the stories. You know, a lot of times on this show, I'll have a light bulb moment. I had one with the hypnotist, which really put things into perspective. I had one with the psychologist when we were talking, and then even one of the other mental therapist. And I know it's something that many, many people get that same light bulb. You just gave me the light bulb when you explained finish. Because when I was doing the homework for the show, I was like, focus, finish, flourish. And I know what finish means. Well, finish. But the way you just explained it, boom, light bulb. So light bulb moments. I always just like to point out the light bulb moments because anybody else might go, you know what? That's what I got out of that too. Yeah, guys, it's okay. It's a light bulb moment. Boom. It just, there it is. It makes sense now. It makes sense. So you got a light bulb moment on the show. So thank you for doing that. Anything you want to plug on the podcast where people can find you when you have an episode, something about that?
Absolutely. They can find any information on Linktree. Thank you, Michelle, because I did that because of you. And so
you're welcome. Isn't that great? Great tool. Great tool.
Awesome. Mm-hmm. It is an awesome tool. So they can find me under Iconic Women in the Linktree section. And in addition, you can go to Iconic Women or Iconic Transformations on Facebook. And in addition, you can also go to www.maggiethemilkshakebaby.com, which is the book that I wrote about a young girl who struggles with her identity as a biracial child. So those are the areas that you can find me, and you can also reach me at anchoriconicwomen@gmail.com. If you're interested in coming on the show, I'd love to have some more women.
Ah, yes. Well, you know what you can do is look at, we have 112 partners that have been on this specific episode or segment, the live segment, with 198 live segments. So you have 112
wow.
potentials that, well, obviously they're not all women, but so there you go. You got a selection.
Right.
Plus you could get a little teaser if they're a fit for your niche. And there's 130 episodes that I did one-on-one. So I think between those two lists of shows and awesome partners, you can find a few that really might be somebody you might even become friends with. So please make sure you check that out. Dawn, since you're new to the platform, I just kind of wanted to give you a quick overview of all that amazing content that's sitting on everythinghomeresourceplatform.com, partners and patriots tab. And if you see, or even go to episodes. So check that out and you might find some people there that you, really will connect with. I think you will. I can name about five off the top of my head right now. But you know, check that out for yourself. So Dawn, thanks for coming on. You're a new partner. Mm-hmm. You're a breath of fresh air. I tell you, you've got that photo says everything about your personality. And that's when I love when somebody sends me the photo or they have a photo on social media that you can really capture who they are as a person. And it's always when they're in that laughing mode. There has to be something about laughing and smiling that, you know, not like a regular smile where they cross the arms, you know, like the real estate pose and they're like, buy a house for me. Yeah, you know what I mean? It's something different. There's something genuine about a certain spot, certain moment when someone's taking a picture of you that has something of laughter in it rather than just a regular smile. And that picture for you captured it 100% and it came out in the show today is your personality. So welcome aboard, Dawn, and give the Linktree website again so people can find you.
Absolutely. It's Linktree/iconicwomen.
There you go. Way to go, girlfriend. Thanks for coming on the show. I appreciate it. And make sure you book your spot for April. We'll bring back on that milkshake, baby. My milkshake brings all the... Isn't that a song, the milkshake song? Remember this milkshake song? My milkshake brings all the boys. And I think that has a whole different meaning. But when I saw milkshake, that's the only song that popped in my head because I don't have kids with milkshakes and nobody eats milkshakes. And two totally different meanings. Well, two totally different meanings to milkshake there, boys and girls. So stick with the milkshake from Dawn as opposed to the milkshake from the song. Because I think the song's a little dirty, I think. But thank you for coming on, Dawn.
Thank
you. A little dirty.
So much. Have enjoyed it.
Awesome. Awesome. All right. Thanks, my friend. And we'll talk to you next month. Have a great day.
You do the same. Bye-bye.
Thanks. All right. So we were at 12:55. I got tad bit over. I'm going to bring on Ms. Virginia, who's going to be batting cleanup today in just a second. I just want to let everybody know that all the information for our partners, their websites, every episode for Everything Home. If you want to subscribe to the show, like, follow, and join our community on social media, sign up for our newsletter because we're being censored. So if you're not seeing me post as much on social media, it's not because I'm not posting. It's I'm being censored. And I haven't been totally blocked, but they don't like when I talk about patriotism and helping small business and supporting the community, becoming a precinct committee man, telling your political elected elites that they suck, or giving information on events that involve God, or sharing shows like Pastor Dave Scarlett and the Prophet Amanda Grace, episode 161 about God and spirituality going back to the right forms of religion. They don't like that. So they censor me. So if you want to find out about our episodes and more information about all the different things that I have on the platform, take action items that you can do to help grow your business, enhance the quality of your life, and become more involved in your community and make a difference, subscribe to our newsletter. All of that information is listed on our website, everythinghomeresourceplatform.com. So you can't say I didn't know. I didn't know where to go. I couldn't find it. I couldn't find that guest's website. Every episode for every guest. When you see the episode on the Partners and Patriots Chab and the Purpose Driven live segment, which is this Monday, Wednesday, and Friday shows at 12 p.m. Mountain Time, right next to their name is the company or their website, and you just click it, and it goes right through. So no excuses. Remember, no more excuses. We're eliminating every single excuse to get you positioned for success in all the aspects of your life. Yeah. All there, everythinghomeresourceplatform.com. And if you want to become a partner and share your story and get your message out there because you're on the same page with us, you want to be part of our community, just click the graphic on the website under Partners and Patriots Chab, or even on the home site or the homepage to book your 7-minute spot, become part of the family. We want more people. The more the merrier. Everybody's on the same page. Everybody is on the same page. Again, this live segment is Monday, Wednesday, and Friday from 12 to 1 p.m. Mountain Time. 5 guests, 7-minute segments, lots of quality content. And I'm trying to get everything under control where I am and condensing it back into my hour format that I used to do before you guys started really throwing some amazing quality content at me where it makes me go over. I want to talk to you more. So we're going to get back on track in and out in an hour. Obviously, it's not starting today. We're going to start it on Wednesday. I added a new segment Tuesdays and Thursdays, 12 p.m. Mountain Time, with the focus on the all-stars, our all-star partners of 5 different themes for each week. This week, it is health, wellness, and fitness. All right, let's bring on Miss Virginia Prodan. She is an international human rights attorney, author, speaker, and a victory coach showing you how to live a life of significance. Round of applause for my good buddy, Virginia. Miss Virginia, how are you?
I am doing fine. Thank you so very much, Michelle, for including me again on your program. You're doing an excellent job. Your energy is amazing, and I am here to encourage your listeners.
Oh, thank you so much. And Ian, I appreciate acknowledging the energy. One of the partners had mentioned something about last week, and I was like, it's like that all the time. And I'm like, you know what? It's actually, I think it might come from the supplement, some of the supplements and some of the nutrients that I'm taking, which are available through our marketplace. But I just wanted to kind of throw that out there. I'm going to talk about it tomorrow during the health, wellness and fitness portion, that the energy does come from the right foods and the right vitamins and supplements. So it's not just 100% me. There's support. Support from people and from, oh, I don't know, vitamins. So make sure people, want people to kind of get that in their mind, that it's something they need to implement into their life too. We'll talk about that a little bit more tomorrow. So Virginia, you have a lot to offer our audience. You are a victory coach. You're trying to get everybody to live a life of significance and live their potential. And you always have some amazing words of wisdom. So what do you want to share today, that since we're in this March Mask of Madness month, we're really taking everything to the next level? What are some things that people can do after they listen to this show to make a real change that is hopefully going to last? You know, this falling off the wagon stuff, we're not doing that anymore. So what do you want them to do and focus on? What's the most important, and how do they do that?
Well, I just got the news yesterday as I was coming for a week trip, a very important trip, and with a lot of people and so forth, and I encouraged them, and they encouraged me, and I just got the news that my book, Saving My Assassin, was declared one of the 8 most powerful books that demonstrate the importance of religious freedom. So,
wow.
What I want people to understand is to take action. They want to realize that there is power in them, that they can do what they believe their mission is in life. They have to be encouraged by normal people like me who live a life under of success and significance, and I'm living based on some principles. And I believe my book, which many people will say it's a page turner, will encourage them that people are not special. They are just determined to accomplish their mission in life. And I believe that my book will encourage them, will motivate them. I know that my book encouraged people from presidents, governors, people in high position, CEOs, and even people in jail, because my book is going around even in jail, and people in jail are motivated. So that's my call to action today. Read other books that will inspire you, and apply all those principles that people that walk before you are walking in a life of success and significance can inspire you and motivate you, because there is a power and there is a uniqueness in you as a person that you can bring the change that you want.
You know, religious freedom is under siege right now. The Christians and Jews are being persecuted all over the world, but nobody's really talking about it. And when you do find some information about it, or you see a show like Steve Bannon in the War Room, he talks about it on his show, especially he'll do like a Saturday special. And it's mind blowing. It's mind blowing what's going on. And if you want to make a comment on this equity bill, or this equality bill, which is, keep in mind, everyone, when the government now, the elected elites, come up with the name of the bill, what's inside the bill is just opposite of the name, complete opposite. So they're talking about the equity bill, the equality bill. Not only is it ruining women's sports, so now that men can play against women, which that doesn't even make any sense, it wipes out so many religious freedoms as part of this bill. And the reason I'm bringing it up is because you brought up the religious freedoms, and I just wanted to make the correlation that your book isn't just a book about something that maybe you personally experienced, or, you know, just a topic. It's not a topic. It's something that's going to be in your face. That is, they were able to push it off for a couple of weeks, but it's now back in the motion, and either portions of it are going to get passed or if they somehow figure out a way to get the whole thing passed. And you will be losing even more religious freedom, so than what you've experienced in the past year by having your churches closed down and your pastors and your priests who didn't stand up for religious freedoms and actually fight back against the government tyranny and not close the churches. So any comment on that?
Yes, I believe you are right. I also want to mention that my book is not only about the religious freedom, but it's also about the freedom, the choices that you have as a person. And it's so beautifully expressed what freedom offered in 1989 when I came to the United States, what freedom meant at that time in America. I came without $1 in my pocket, not knowing any English. I knew 5 languages. I had 3 kids with me. I had my husband with me, but shortly after that, he abandoned us, and I found myself in a country to raise 3 kids, not knowing English. I went back to law school. I graduated, built my law office, wrote a book because speak in many places, because this is the freedom that America offers. Yes, this bill is going to change our lives. You're right. And if we don't fight, this bill will build a strong government who will control everything that we say, when we said, and will close the doors of our churches, or many churches will dictate to the pastor what to say and what not to say, what part of the Bible is acceptable and what part of the Bible is not acceptable. But I believe in the resilience of the American people, that each one of us, we have a contribution, we have a role to call our representatives to speak up, not only for us, but for generations to come, to remain in freedom and to have the freedom, not only for Christians, for everyone to believe in what they want to believe. This is the country that we receive, and this is the country that we should give children and to generations to come. It is our responsibility.
Yes, exactly. It's our responsibility to save it, because we took our eye off the ball for the past 10, 15 years, and now we've got people that have infiltrated, that are running it, not even, as I mentioned in one of the other segments, it's not even into the ground. It's literally, since we're talking good and evil, it's leading it into a vortex of hell, okay? And there's no way to describe the direction of what their intentions are as to where they want to take this. So it's up to us, the American people, to take action, get ourselves informed, read books, listen to shows like this, and find out really what's going on. And then, go to the Take Action tab, click on the politician elected or politician's button on there and go make some noise. But we also have a petitions to sign tab, and we're starting to add more on there. And there's a couple organizations that are really stepping up to the plate and fighting against that particular bill. We'll have them on in the next day or so. And of course, I'm trying to get them to come on the show. So thank you so much for just bringing that up and mentioning all that, Virginia, because it's so important. And a lot of people don't talk about it, and they need to talk about it, and they need to encourage others to actually do something and take that action. Because this is bigger. Obviously everybody wants to grow their business successfully, and they want to be, they want their families to have a happy life. And, there's all these different topics we always talk about, but a lot of the times people aren't talking about the hardcore items that need to be had in conversations of religious freedom. People don't want to talk about religion and politics. Well, guess what? That ship has sailed, everybody. The ship has sailed that you can't keep them separate, because it's part of our lives. The 11 bigs, the false authorities, those demon rats and Republicans, and those the false authorities plus the elected elite, they've combined all of that together now. So we have to address it and be a part of it and have those conversations with each other and find the like-minded people, and then get the other and stop the chaos that they're doing. It's God, the people, and the government, not the government, the people, and God. So, Virginia, give your contact information one more time, please, for everybody.
You are so right about that. And what I believe is when if people read my book, they will understand how horrible can be and also how one person can stand up for religious freedom and for freedom and still win. So people can go to virginiaprodanbooks.com, and on the top, they can click on get the book and they can buy the book. But the website is virginiaprodanbooks.com.
And then on every one of the episodes we've had with Virginia, she's been on quite a few times on the episode before on the panel where I put the people's names and their pretty little pictures. You could always just click the blue line. It'll have her name. It'll have something and it'll get you right to her website. So you can't say, well, I didn't know where to find Virginia. You didn't really look. You didn't look on the right page, guys. It's right there, making it easy for you to find the messages that matter from the people you need to know about to really grow your business, enhance the quality of your life, and make a difference. So, Virginia, thank you for coming on. I love when you I love the topics you cover. Man, it's real. You're speaking from experience. So thank you so much, my dear. Make sure you jump on for April, and we'll talk to you then.
Thank you so much. And remember, you are doing an amazing job. Never, never stop doing it. We need what you are doing.
Well, thank you. Thank you. And you said that at 111. So maybe that's a sign. Maybe that's a sign. You know, you always say make a wish. We're like, make a wish that more people know about it. Tell your friends, listen to the show. We need more people. We need more people. Thanks, Virginia. I appreciate you so much. You're a great partner, and I appreciate the support. Have a great day, my friend.
Thank you. You too. Bye-bye, Michelle.
Bye. All right, everybody. We are over, but we're much better than what we were. Much better than what we were. And like I said, too, I'm going to work on a little bit more on Wednesday to get us back on track and to get in and out in that hour so you can get the information you need. It's just there's so much, and it's coming. So if I'm going to try to give you some current events or some little snippets of inspiration or quotes and things like that, there's just not enough time to throw it all in the hour. So I added those two other shows. So we're going to probably do a little bit more of that compared to how I did it on last Thursday when we did our first All-Star episode. So tune into this segment, Purpose Driven Partners, live 12 p.m. Mountain Time on Wednesday and Friday, 5 guest 7-minute segments. And tomorrow, this is the day that not dreading it. I'm so excited. I am so excited tomorrow to talk with Mark Zimmerman and Wendy Michelle at 12 p.m. tomorrow, Tuesday, to where it is going to get. I'm just pumped about health and wellness and fitness. We're going to get down and dirty. And when I say down and dirty, it's Wendy has got me on this whole program since she is a precision wellness warrior. And I'm doing Mark Zimmerman's 11-minute exercise routine this afternoon. So between the two of them, I mean, we're going to use me as a guinea pig as an example. As I said, I'm going to ask them my kindergarten level of quality, my kindergarten level of questions for my lack of knowledge about health, wellness, and fitness. So if there's anybody that has some questions they want to ask, feel free to email them in or post them on social media. And I might open up the phone lines if there's anyone that's listening that wants to ask. Just depends on how the segment goes and how badly I get an F, which I'm not. I'm going to get an A for attitude. I'm an attitude. I love exercise, wellness, healthy food. Yay. All right, everybody. I got to wrap up the show. A special thank you to all of our partners at the Everything Home Socially Conscious Referral Network. Their information and episodes are listed on our website, everythinghomeresourceplatform.com. Just click the Partners and Patriots tab and the Purpose Driven Partners tab. And remember to go over to the Take Action tab. It is loaded, loaded, loaded with information to physically take action. You got to just listen to episode 171. Just listen to episode 171. It'll give you the rundown of everything that's in there. And I'm adding to it all the time. Episode 161, David Scarlett, Prophet Amanda Grace, very inspirational. 126, Clay Clark, gives you a little coronavirus truth. And don't forget to jump on our train for the No Mo Excuses March Madness, 31 days of motivation, makeovers, and marketing. Take action to grow your business, enhance quality of your life, make a difference, so much more. Tomorrow, Tuesday, loving the exercise. I'm loving the fitness. Whoa, wellness, so happy. Oh, my goodness. All right, everybody's awake. Go take action on what we shared today. Make it a great day. You deserve it. Tomorrow, nooner, entertainment, motivation, information, nooner, tomorrow. Where's my exit? Where's my exit? There we go.
You've been listening to Everything Home with Michelle Swinnick. Life, laughter, and the pursuit of happiness. To meet, learn from, and hire the experts and the guests, professionals, and members of the Everything Home Socially Conscious Referral Network and Marketplace, visit everythinghometalkshow.com/episodes. And to listen, subscribe, rate, review, like, follow, comment, and share, go to www.everythinghometalkshow.com and find us on all the major listening platforms. Thanks for listening. We hope you were entertained, and we hope that you picked up some real-life, tangible takeaways from some good people doing good business and good things. Till next time, this is Everything Home, signing off.